Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to my Subaru for Miller Time Devotions. And have you guys ever woken up and you just felt anxious? You're not even quite sure why, but there's just a kind of throughout your body, even you feel it. There's just a sense of anxiousness. And it may have been that the pizza you ate the night before didn't agree with you. It might be that you took in too much media the previous night, or there may be some heavy things on your heart and mind. Maybe you have a child that you worry about and you're concerned for. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's having been shelter in place for so long and you feel lonely and you feel anxious about getting out again in public. I want to walk with you through a process that I do when I wake up anxious, as I did this morning. And so I pray, I'll quote the Lord's Prayer, I'll quote Psalm 23, but I so often come back to Philippians chapter 4. And when this whole COVID-19 thing first broke out, I spent some time, if you were there early on with my daily devotions, I walked us through Philippians chapter 4. And so I want to just kind of take a little different walk through it today. I'm not so concerned about the technical meaning, the historical context. That's all really important when you study God's Word. But it is as equally important once you understand and have learned the meaning, the context, the author, the audience. Once you understand the information, it's now about letting it infiltrate your heart and mind so that you are transformed by it. Remember, God's Word is living. It's active. It is something that every time you come to it, God, by His Holy Spirit, can work in you and speak to you in deep, meaningful, powerful ways that are perfectly relevant for whatever it is you're facing today. God always gives us enough resources to face today. Not yesterday, because it's already done. Not tomorrow, because it hasn't come yet. And we're not even promised tomorrow. But He gives us what we need today. And so listen again to Paul as he writes to the Philippians. He starts off with this statement, "The Lord is near." Think about that just for a sec. You know, I've talked to you a lot about finding your identity in Christ. And it is so essential that we have a clear and proper view of who we are in Christ. But it is even more important. In fact, it may start with having a clear and proper view of who God is. Think about that just for a minute. Who is God for you? And some of you have the pat answer, some of you have the Christian answer, some of you have the Sunday school answers. You know God loves you. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You've heard it 1,000 times. But think a little bit about this. Maybe even pause the podcast or the video and just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you, God, what is my image of you? How do I see you? Who are you for me? For example, some of you might not know it, but you might see God as harsh and demanding. Some of you might have a view of God that is distant or ambiguous. You might have a view of God that says, yeah, God loves everybody because He's God, but He doesn't really like me. When you understand, when you really understand your true belief about who God is, not just what you've learned up here, but what you experience, what that gut reaction is when you think of the question, who is God for me? I'm going to talk more about that on Sunday, but let's go on, because God is near. You might not feel him. You might not know that he's near. But the promise of Scripture is that the Lord is near. And then Paul says, do not be anxious about anything. So take a minute. Maybe you have to pause the podcast again. This is important. This is not something you can just hear and go through. If you really want to deal with your anxieties, then you have to come at it in a very disciplined, specific way. What are you anxious about? As I got up this morning and I went around and did my morning routine, I started to make a mental list of why I'm anxious. What are the things causing me anxiety as I woke up this morning? What are the things that I have to face today and face this week? And where are my kids? What are they facing? What are they doing? Where are they traveling? What are they going through? And so I just began to make a mental note of the half dozen or so things that I'm concerned about. And I want to remind you that there is nothing wrong. It is good and healthy for you to have healthy concerns about your life, about your health, about your future, about your loved ones. But it is when those things move from a healthy concern to an unhealthy tenseness in your body and in your soul, and it leads to unreasonable fears. It leads to either overeating or undereating. It leads to escapism, whether it be alcohol or Netflix or social media. And so identify those things that are causing you to be anxious. And then look what Paul says. It's just very simple. Tell your request to God. Just tell them to God. Tell them what they are. Be real. Be honest. Be simple. And just be who you are and who God created you to be. And just tell them what you're anxious about. And then it says, with thanksgiving. I've learned to make it a habit over the last 6 months where every morning I think of three things that I am grateful for. I put them in my notes. And I have been doing that for several months now, and I cannot tell you the power of being grateful and what that can do to your life and to your heart. And then look at the promise. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God bless you guys, and I will talk to you soon.